This is a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network, WDPN, bringing you the very best in internet talk radio.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you.
Hiya, folks. You're listening to Two Men and the Mouse, episode 74 on the White Dragon Podcast Network, recorded live on July 20th, 2015. This is your everyday guide to the magic of Walt Disney World and the large Disney universe beyond it. My name's Kevin Kessler, and I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Peter Mandel.
Kevin Kessler?
Peter Mandel.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. See, it sounds like we're in the same room still.
Ah, I know, but it doesn't feel like it.
No, it does. Well, because we're not. We're
I know.
Several thousand miles apart. Folks, we are two lifelong Disney fanatics who have managed to keep the magic of Disney alive in our lives every day. We want to share that magic with you. So, pull up a chair, gather the family, or pop in your favorite set of headphones. Let's experience the magic together. Pete!
Kevin.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm in Orlando. I'm okay. Folks, we are doing our first ever remote broadcast of Two Men and the Mouse right now, in which Pete is sitting in Rogue Comics in Cranford, New Jersey, as we always have since episode one for the past 74 weeks of the show, and I am sitting in my new desk in my new apartment in, technically Davenport, Florida, which is just minutes away from Orlando and Walt Disney World.
Also known as D-Town.
Yes. Is that what we're calling it, D-Town?
Yep.
I could totally get behind that.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I would say deport, but I don't know. That just seems weird.
Yeah, because then you're getting deported. Like,
right.
They're going to send me to the Mexico Pavilion. Anyway, I digress. That was a horrible joke. I'm sorry. Wah, wah. But we're going to get right into the show here, folks. I know a lot of you have a lot of questions about how things have been going down here, and we're going to get to that in our e-ticket. I'm going to kind of do like a trip report. For that, like, kind of as if I went on vacation, except I live here now. But before
that, it's a lifestyle report.
Exactly. It's a life change report. Before that, folks, a couple mousekeeping items. If you're an online shopper looking to do any online shopping on Amazon.com, we invite you to first go to WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com, click the Amazon link at the top of the page. It takes you to the same Amazon page you always go to, only the White Dragon Podcast Network. It's a small percentage back of what you purchase. Also, if you want to help the network out in a more direct manner, you can always go to WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com/sponsor, where you can make a monetary donation no matter the size, no matter how small. It's always appreciated. And actually really want to thank the Lawson family for their donation to the network from recently. Very, very much appreciated. Thank you guys so much. And we always appreciate it. It helps defer the high cost of the server, the website, the cost of producing and running a podcast network. As always, folks, we want to hear from you. So if you ever want to be heard on the show, just shoot a voicemail over to us at 804-537-2MEN. That's 804-537-2, MEN. And the news this week brought to you by Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, planning all your Disney travel needs at no additional cost for you. Dave Weikert of Magical Travel will plan your entire Disney vacation for you. All right, Pete, ready to jump into the news? We have so much news this week. I think we have every single category.
Oh, good. I want to hear them.
Yeah, most of them with multiple things. We didn't have a show last week because I was just getting settled in. It was first day at the new job. So, worldwide news. Former NASCAR racer from the Richard Petty driving experience went up on eBay recently. Actually, take a wild guess. What do you think it sold at without looking at the show notes?
Now, what is it that actually sold? The car?
It was like a car, yeah.
An actual race car, so it's not street legal.
Yeah.
$20,000.
$3,500.
Wow.
That's because it was a retired roller, which was actually used for decoration at the Richard Petty driving experience. It had the engine and transmission removed.
So, oh, all right.
Yeah. A My Disney Experience upgrade for the iOS operating system for iPhones and Apple products has made it possible that you can sign into MDE using your fingerprint.
Wow.
Yeah, so you don't have to enter in your emails. It's kind of like how you can unlock your phone now with your fingerprint. You can also do that. I'm sure for an Android update for that is coming very soon because Android also has that capability. So the recent dining plan brochure has updated itself to include appetizers once again for the Disney Deluxe dining plan. We reported a couple weeks back that the recent brochure for 2016 did not include appetizers with it. So now they have.
That would be a deal breaker.
Now, and this was one that I actually got to witness with my own eyes. The Hess stations on Disney property?
Yeah.
They've been rebranded as Speedways.
Okay.
Speedway gas stations. But the rebranding happened overnight. Like, literally, I drove out of Disney one night, and there was the Hess station. I came back the next day, and it was a Speedway.
Well, Disney magic, for the gas stations.
Yes. Which is funny because, like, the day that, like, I left, I was like, oh, you know, I can use gas. Maybe I should stop at the Hess station. I'm like, there'll be time later. Now it's gone. Now it's a Speedway.
Just Speedway another retired station, Disney classic.
Exactly. Exactly. It's gone the way of Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, the Hess station. Downtown Disney news. Blaze Pizza is going to open in Downtown Disney May of 2016. So what is Blaze Pizza? I know what you're asking. And how are we talking about pizza in Florida? Which, by the way, I found good pizza in Florida, and I'll tell you about that later. This is a new, very trendy kind of pizza place. It's assembly line style. So, like, they roll out your dough, and you go down the line like you're at Chipotle, and you pick all your toppings.
Okay, that sounds kind
of
cool.
Yeah, they then load your pizza into, like, this ultra super mega oven, like, right in the middle of the floor, that only takes it 180 seconds to cook.
All right.
I was a little weary about that, too. But, you know, Chipotle-style pizza. Sounds great. Resort news. There are now, and I actually saw this one with my own eyes as well. So over at the Contemporary Resort, they've now actually put in arrival time screens over at the bus station. Brand new.
Oh, screens. That sounds cool.
Yeah, so, like, if you're waiting for a bus that's going to go to Epcot, they have, like, on the screen, it'll say Epcot, and it'll tell you the time that the bus will arrive at the station. So there's no more guesswork involved.
Huh.
I'm assuming these are going to be rolled out Walt Disney Worldwide, but...
Yeah, that would make sense.
I thought it was really interesting to see. In water park news, there's going to be after-hours neighborhood beach blasts coming for Typhoon Lagoon for Disney Vacation Club members. These are going to be evening events from 9:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m., taking place July 23rd, 28th, August 4th, and 11th for DVC holders and their families. So, there you go.
Okay.
Magic Kingdom news, a new traffic light has eased some traffic woes over near the TTC. That's over on World Drive and Vista Boulevard. Now, I never would have cared about this before this last week, but I drive that Disney Highway now all the time. And that traffic light there is actually a really good thing.
I was just going to say, like, that would never, like, even apply, but...
No, well, I mean, it does to all the locals that drive in, which, you know, I'm now one of them, so now it applies. So, yeah, they put this traffic light there, but apparently there was some traffic buildup beforehand because, like, with the way it is there, like, there was a lot of waiting to merge in. But now with the traffic light, all that's done. Some new turrets have been revealed in the hub part of the hub expansion. New Cinderella Castle style turrets that are next to the castle, like flanking it. They took down some construction walls, and the turrets have been revealed. Not a lot of construction walls left in the hub.
Wow, hard to believe that whole, you know, fancy. And it's really going to be complete.
Yeah, yeah. So now the way the hub worked, the way the hub looks now. I mean, did you see those green grassy areas last time you were there, or was that before?
Yep. No, they were there.
I saw a family there having a picnic the other day.
Oh.
They brought in like a cooler, and they sat on the grass in front of the castle and had a picnic. It reminded me of that Full House episode.
Okay. Was anybody princess for a day?
No, nobody was a princess for a day. But remember Becky has that, like, picnic and Chip and Dale show up?
Yeah.
I just thought it was plausible, but now it is.
They end up eating the basket.
See, there's very few construction walls up there now. They still have one over on, like, the Liberty Square side. And then, like, over there, I think there's, like, two more turrets that have to be added in, and then it'll be complete.
Okay.
So, yeah, just about complete. It looks great. So Tiana and Naveen, the Princess and the Frog, are moving their character meet and greet from the Glade area that it's been in currently around the castle over to the Heritage House in Liberty Square. So that's going to be a new place for them.
Okay.
Yeah. I love that they're together, too. I think that's great.
Yeah, me too. You don't get many Princess and Prince.
No,
moments.
Definitely not. Though I did hear Flynn Rider is supposedly coming soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did hear that.
And of all the princes.
I know. The Walt Disney World Railroad is also closing for refurbishment this autumn from October 12th to November 20th. In Epcot news, we have a ton of food and wine news this week.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so strap in. Have you heard this, that there are going to be 4 kiosks in Future World this year?
Really?
Yes, for the first time, they're taking the kiosks out of World Showcase, putting 4 of them in Future World.
I don't hate that at all.
Me neither. So the Artistry of Wine and Cheese is going to be one area. You're going to have a cheese studio and a wine studio, and that's going to be in Future World West. Next, you're going to also have Next Eats over near the Epcot character spot, and you're going to have 2 areas there. It's going to be Sustainable Chew and Chew Labs, based off the ABC show The Chew, which is going to have a presence at Food and Wine this year.
Okay.
Do you watch that show?
Yes, I've seen it.
I had a feeling. Like, I was like, I bet you this is a Pete show.
I won't say I watch it anymore, but I have at one point. Mm-hmm.
New premium events are also coming for Food and Wine this year. The Yellowween Masquerade Party for the Census 31 is going to be an elegant dancing food and champagne party. Guests are encouraged to wear chic yellow and black outfits, and it's masquerade, so masks and stuff like that. It's going to be like cocktails and wine and champagne mixed with different foods. So that sounds actually really cool. Then you also have the Rockin' Burger Party 8, hosted by the Chew Cast, which is going to be specialty burgers and sliders that are inspired by various rock musicians. All right, now Shanghai Disneyland has with their big announcements that recently came out, which I didn't follow as much as I probably should have, but I mean, there were a couple things that did catch my eye, obviously, like Tron and Star Wars and Marvel. But now we clearly got a little taste of what we can expect from the new Soarin experience.
I won't lie to you. I pretty much ignored everything Shanghai.
Because you're never going to go.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? I don't want to see super cool things that I'm not going to get.
I mean, I think you're going to get some of it.
Right, but then I would be excited when I got it.
Right. So over in... they're actually going to be doing something called Soarin' Over the Horizon.
Okay.
And that's going to be more like the global Soarin' experience. So, what does that mean for us? I will tell you. This is what they said. Anyone who has dreamed of seeing the world or soaring like a bird will enjoy the exhilarating experience at Soarin' Over the Horizon, with an aerial tour of the globe never seen before. High above some of the world's most iconic landmarks, Soarin' Over the Horizon will take travelers on a voyage of discovery that tours every continent. Starting from an ancient observatory nestled in the cloud forest, guests will soar and explore spectacular scenic wonders with special segments for guests of Shanghai Disneyland overlooking Shanghai and the Great Wall of China. An ideal attraction for the entire family, it offers an original story, a new walkthrough experience, and a new aerial tour. The attraction is an epic remastering of the popular attraction at Disney California Adventure in the United States. Also, you know, Epcot. Just throwing that out there. Soarin' Over the Horizon. I don't like the G. I get really mad at that G. The 2015 Candlelight Processional, some of the narrators have been announced for this Christmas.
Hey, wait a minute. About the Soarin'. So do you think we're going to get that?
I think we're getting that, yeah.
Now, do you think in Disneyland it'll stay Soarin'? Because it's California?
No, I think it's going to roll out everywhere.
You think in California they're going to take Soarin' Over California away and make it like a global thing?
Yeah, I think so.
I'd be surprised about that. I shouldn't say that. It just wouldn't make sense to me.
So, 2015 Candlelight Processional, some of the narrators have been announced.
All right.
We haven't gotten the first one yet. November 27th to 29th is still to be determined, but November 30th to December 3rd, good old Neil Patrick Harris, NPH.
Love him.
Yep. December 4th and 5th, Whoopi Goldberg. December 6th to 8th, Joe Morton. December 9th to 11th is still to be determined, but December 12th and to 14th will be Meredith Vieira. December 15th to 23rd is also to be determined. December 24th to 26th is Edward James Olmos. I'm excited for that one.
Are you really?
Oh my gosh, I would love to hear I would love to hear Battlestar Galactica.
You mean S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No, I mean Battlestar Galactica.
No, but he's in S.H.I.E.L.D.
I don't watch S.H.I.E.L.D. December 27th to 28th is also to be determined, and Amy Grant will be December 29th to 30th. So we got, you know, some good news there. Okay, so, and now the biggie. The full menus have been announced for Food and Wine this year.
Okay.
All right, you ready? Because I'm going to stretch here and get this one going.
You're going to read every menu that's going to be at Food and Wine?
I'm going to skim.
Do you know which ones are new?
Not particularly, no.
Oh. Hey, wait, real fast, before you read every single menu, can you read them all as Doofenshmirtz?
Not all of them.
Yeah, just read every one as Doofenshmirtz.
I can't do that anymore. I have a roommate. I can't. actually, he's not home, so I probably could. So in Africa, to eat, Burberry-style beef tenderloin tips with onions, jalapenos, tomato, and pop. I don't know what pap is. P-A-P. Maybe that's like soda from Boston. Pop.
Pap.
Buttered chicken with I somehow doubt that it's soda from Boston. Buttered chicken with micro cilantro and naan bread. To drink, you can have an Indaba Chenin Blanc, D. Morganson, DMZ Cabernet Rose, a Fairview Pinoge, and Jam Jar Sweet Shiraz. Over at the Cheese Studio, which we just talked about, it says, have it your way, W-H-E-Y, get it, way?
I got it.
With a scrumptious selection of smooth and savory cheeses. To eat, you can have a trio of artisan cheeses, Karst cave-aged cheese served with honey, La Bonne Vie goat cheese served with craisin bread, Rogue cranberry Oregon blue cheese with berry port compote, or compote, or whatever you say that. Sweet goat cheese panna cotta with guava galette. Cheese fondue with sourdough bread. To drink, you can have a Robert Mondavi Fume Blanc. Still River Winery Apfel Ice, which is apple ice wine. Sterling Vinter's Collection Cabernet Sauvignon. Over at the Wine Studio, you can have a trio of artisanal cheeses. The same thing, the carve-aged cheese served with honey. Actually, this is pretty much the same thing to eat. But it also has Aviato Pinot Grigio from Oregon, 14 Hands Chardonnay from Washington, Franciscan Equilibrium White Wine from California, Acadia Pinot Noir from California, Dry Creek Zinfandel, California, Spellbound Petite Shiraz from California, Clay House Malbec from California, and Line 39 Cabernet Sauvignon from California. Now I'm just going to read off what countries are going to be there and not actually what's going to be there.
Okay.
You're going to have Australia, which has a bunch of cool looking things. Belgium, which, I mean, this thing that they have this Belgian waffle with warm chocolate ganache and whipped cream. Looks unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited that I'm going to be here for all the Food and Wine. There's a Brazil kiosk, a Brewer's Collection, good old Canada, eh? Yeah, celebrate the Great White North with Yukon flair, including refreshing lagers and ice-cold wines. Eh?
We both know that's where you're going to be the whole time.
Pretty much. They have the Le Cellier Wild Mushroom Beef Filet Mignon with truffle butter sauce out there at the kiosk. Isn't that like your favorite thing ever?
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. They're also going to have the Canadian Cheddar Cheese Soup, the Chicken Sausage, and the Filet Mignon. Oh, Moosehead Lager, which is good. And then a bunch of other stuff. China is going to have a kiosk. Also, there's going to be craft beers. Desserts and Champagne. Dominican Republic is going to have one. Farm Fresh. France. Ooh, Beef Bourguignon. That looks good. Germany, obviously. Ooh, look at this. Well, you can't see it, but Schnicken Noodle. Pasta gratin with ham and cheese over in Germany. That looks delicious. I'm going to spend a lot of money here.
They sell those little gift cards you can put on your keychain.
Oh, really?
For Food and Wine. Yeah, you got to make sure you get one. Yeah. I think you just load it and then take it to each kiosk.
That sounds about right. Greece, they have a big Greece one. Hawaii with Kahlua pork sliders. Hops and barley. Ireland, which I love. Fisherman's pie, lobster seafood fisherman's pie. Italy, Japan. Ooh, with nice gyoza beef bun and teriyaki bean buns. Mexico, Morocco, New Zealand, ooh, a lamb meatball, that looks good. Patagonia, Poland.
You know, the Poland kiosk, always crazy long line. Have you ever noticed that?
I wonder what it's for.
It's the pierogies. Everybody wants pierogies.
Yep, kielbasa and potato pierogi with caramelized onions and sour cream. Oh, that looks good.
Yeah, dude, everybody wants that thing.
And sauerkraut pierogi with pork goulash. We also have Scotland, where you can get some fresh haggis. South Korea, Sustainable Chew, Chew Labs, American Adventure Coffee Cart, Block and Hans, Fife and Drum, Intermission Cafe, The Outpost, The Refreshment Port, and that is all. That's food and wine this year.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
It sounds pretty fantastic. Okay, so over in Disney's Animal Kingdom, it now looks like there's going to be a river cruise ride coming to Animal Kingdom for the new Avatar Land.
Oh, that sounds neat.
Yeah, basically like some of the things that they've been filling out are leading people to believe and report that there's going to be a river cruise dark ride, which is going to take you through illuminated nighttime Pandora.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, it does. And this is all coupled up with the Soarin'-style thrill ride that they're going to have as well with the Banshee. So, I mean, that actually sounds really cool. DHS news. Disney is going to be testing allocated seating for Fantasmic in the coming weeks. Basically, no Fastpass Plus. They're just you're going to a kiosk, and they're assigning you a seat for Fantasmic.
Okay.
So basically, you're going to July 23rd and 24th, they're going to be giving you specific seats, whereas July 27th and 28th, they're giving you specific sections to sit in. The Ice Palace Boutique will be joining the Frozen Summer of Fun within the next couple days. July 26th, this is a Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique for Disney's Hollywood Studios that is Frozen-themed.
I imagine that will do very well.
Yes. Did you go for the Frozen Summer Fun? You did, right?
Yeah, we were there for the tail end of it.
Yeah. It's pretty big. So this is for ages 3 to 12, and it is in the former American Idol audition area. There's also a number of different, like, tiers you can get, in which you get, like, other cool stuff. Like, you get, like, preferred seating for, Frozen sing-along and stuff like that. So,
have you done that yet?
No, I haven't. I walked past it, but I didn't do it. Some sad news here. The Magic of Disney Animation closed back on July 12th. I was down there. Actually, it says it closed July 12th, but it was actually open it was the 12th. I'm sorry. It closed on the 12th, and there were 3-hour-long lines to get in.
Wow.
Yeah, because I was going to go, and then my roommate told me, like, nope, there's 3-hour-long lines. So I didn't go. And that is the news this week.
Now, where are the characters that used to be in there?
Oh, I will tell you. Mickey Mouse is moving to the Streets of America temporarily. Okay. And Minnie is moving into the center stage area by the Great Movie Ride. Meanwhile, Baymax and Hero are gone.
Wow.
They're leaving studios. Mm. They left studios.
But, that's typically like their spot for new characters anyway. So, they would have been gone eventually anyway.
Well, my one friend was like, oh, got to go see Baymax and Hero today, last day. And then somebody else was like, yeah, 3-hour lines, dude. And I'm like, nope.
Have they done anything with like the Inside Out characters?
They're in studios, I believe. I've seen the pictures of them, but I don't know exactly where they are. I haven't spent, as we'll get to in the e-ticket, I haven't spent a whole lot of time in studios since I've been here. I was only there for like 15 minutes one day, but actually it's probably more like an hour. But so let's take a quick commercial break, and we will. Hunter Hathaway will show up. She'll do a bit of pixie dust, and then we'll be back with our e-ticket attraction of the week. So stay tuned, folks. More Two Men and the Mouse coming at you right after this. You know, Pete, it's hard work planning a Disney vacation.
Of course.
Your whole family has to get going. You got to pack everything up. You got to figure out where you're eating. You got to figure out where you're staying. But you know what makes life so much easier and makes your trip planning a more fun experience?
Tell me. That sounds like something I need.
Absolutely. You need a travel agent.
Do we know one of those?
We absolutely do. We know our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse, folks.
We've both used him.
Yes, we have. Dave Weikert plans our Disney vacations all the time, and we would not recommend him if we didn't use his services ourselves. Dave started his Cranford-based business here in 2008, and in that time has been planning hundreds of Walt Disney World vacations. Dave plans every trip as if it were his own, and you will never find someone more passionate about Disney. Very easy to work with, and will do his best to make sure you're satisfied. Working with Dave, you're likely to pay less and get more. And what's better than that, Peter Mandel?
Tell me.
You never pay a charge for Dave's services. It is 100% free. Dave will plan your entire trip for no additional cost to you.
That sounds awesome.
Absolutely. Dave has helped over 875 families enjoy their Disney vacations. A graduate of the College of Disney Knowledge, Dave has visited every Disney World resort and has personally stayed at 12 Disney World resorts. He's dined also at every Disney restaurant. He's crazy about Disney food.
That is an accomplishment.
Absolutely. I wish I could say I did
that.
That's
like the snack challenge times 10.
Yep. Dave also gives you Disney dollars for land packages and shipboard credits for any Disney Cruise Line vacations you might be going. This can be used as cash at any Disney destination or store. Traveling with kids in your party, Dave will also provide you autograph books for all your kids.
He gave them to us?
Absolutely. Your kids went down with Dave Weicker autograph books.
Of course.
Well, Disney autograph books supplied by Dave Weicker.
Depends how his name on it.
Dave simplifies your life by booking your complete vacation, including resort stay, airlines, Disney meal plans, and park passes. Also, checks daily for new discounts. When specials are announced, he immediately checks availability and rebooks your vacation at the lowest possible price. Dave can also book all your Disney dining and will do his best to get hard-to-book reservations like Cinderella's Royal Table and Be Our Guest. It's really, truly a no-brainer. Folks, take the stress out of your life. Dave Weichert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse.
Hey, guys. This is Corinne Chandler from Now Selenius Discussions, the Disney television and movie talk show here on the White Dragon Podcast Network, reminding you that every Monday is Mouselenius Monday on WDPN. Kate Smith, Kevin Kessler, and I pick a different Disney topic to discuss each week, ranging from top five lists to movie reviews to major announcements coming out of the Walt Disney Company. Then we close the show out with Kate's Disney Recipe of the Week, where she'll teach you how to make a variety of dishes only found in Walt Disney World, and I pose a trivia question to you all, meant to test your knowledge of all things Disney. So please tune in every Monday morning on iTunes, Stitcher, and WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com for a new and magical episode.
Nobody cares, Corinne.
Shut up, Kevin. I'm plugging your network.
Oh. Okay, keep going. I like your announcer voice.
Thank you. Now Selenius Discussions on WDPN. Come join us and let's get magical.
Hey, WDPN listeners. This is Allie Eibler from the Geek Watchtower. And as you know, we live in the golden age of geek culture. With all the movies, television shows, comic books, video games encompassing the world of geekdom, it can be a real chore to keep up with all of it. Well, here on the White Dragon Podcast Network, we have a little something called the Geek Watchtower. Kevin Kessler, Chris Doherty, and I run down the latest geek news items every Friday morning for you, before we focus on a fandom feature topic of the week. We're talking about everything from Batman to the Avengers, anime, Doctor Who, Disney, Nintendo, and so much more. So make sure you join Kevin, Chris, and I every Friday morning in the Geek Watchtower, where we monitor all the things that geeks watch. Find it on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and of course at WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com.
Guys, we all love to give the gift of jewelry to our ladies. And ladies, shouldn't your jewelry tell the story of you? Personalized charm-based jewelry is all the rage right now. So, naturally, those large jewelry stores are going to try to price gouge you, making a simple token of your affection much more financially difficult. So thank goodness for My250.com. My250 allows you to personalize your own unique look through earrings, bracelets, necklaces, wine glass markers, and so much more. What's more, they have lines of products inspired by the popular 50 Shades of Grey and my personal favorite, Disney. Their Disney stuff is absolutely off the chart. I got one for my wife. She absolutely loves it. They even take custom orders. So what are you waiting for? And what's more, listeners of the White Dragon Podcast Network receive 10% off when they enter the promo code WDPN15 at checkout. That's W, D as in dog, P is in podcast, N is in network, 15 as the promo code. So head on over to my250.com. That's my2fifty.com. my2fifty.com and tell your own personal story with the jewelry that you wear. Hey folks, Kevin Kessler from the White Dragon Podcast Network here. One of the questions I get asked all the time is, Kevin, I want to have a podcast, but I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know anything about audio equipment. I don't know anything about editing. I don't know anything about how to post and promote a podcast. Well, folks, you are in luck, because what if I told you there is a way you can have your podcast with minimal effort from you and still be a part of the White Dragon Podcast Network, joining the family of 9 all-star podcasts that are already broadcasting 7 days a week here on WDPN. For a free consultation, please send an email to Kevin at WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com, and I will tell you personally how we can take care of everything from the production to the editing to the posting to the server space to promotion of your podcast. I want to welcome you into the White Dragon Podcast Network family, so please drop me a line, Kevin at WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com. I look forward to welcoming you into the White Dragon Podcast Network. Folks, when Disney TV movie news falls through the cracks, our own Hunter Hathaway catches it with a segment we call A Bit of Pixie Dust.
Hi, Hunter Hathaway here with A Bit of Pixie Dust, your Disney entertainment news. This past weekend at the box office, Ant-Man opened in first with $58 million. Inside Out came in fourth with $11.6 million. Well, it's been a while since we've had any live-action remake news, so I think we're due for some. The live-action remake of The Sword in the Stone is in development. Brian Vaughman, writer and producer for Game of Thrones, will be writing the script, and the film will be produced by Brigham Taylor. And you cannot just announce one, so Disney has announced Genies, a live-action comedy that will focus on the realm of the genies and how Aladdin's genie ended up in the lamp. That's all the information I have right now on both of those films. It has been confirmed that Jamie Alexander will reprise her role as Lady Sif in Thor 3. Don't worry if you haven't been keeping up with your Marvel Cinematic home video collection. Amazon has your back, and for only $250, you can own the exclusive Marvel Cinematic Universe Phase 2 collection. The collection will include Iron Man 3, Thor: The Dark World, Captain America: The Winter Soldier, Guardians of the Galaxy, Avengers: Age of Ultron, Ant-Man, and a top secret bonus disc and more. No release date yet, but it should be out for the holidays. The 67th Emmy Award nominations have been announced. Netflix's Daredevil picked up 3 noms for Outstanding Main Title Design, Outstanding Sound Editing for a Series, and Outstanding Special Visual Effects in a Supporting Role. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. picked up a nom for Outstanding Special Visual Effects. Catch the award show on September 20th. The D23 Expo is fast approaching, and Disney has just announced who they will be honoring as legends. This year, George Lucas, composer Danny Elfman, All My Children star Susan Lucci, and Disney animator Andreas Deja will be among those honored at the ceremony on August 14th. It was a big news week last week, so that's all I have for you this week. Check back next week for more Disney entertainment news. You can follow me on Twitter at Bit of Pixie Dust. And now back to Kevin and Pete with this week's e-ticket attraction.
Folks, we pretty much talk exclusively on this show about going to Walt Disney World. I mean, it's kind of the whole point of the show. So when one of us does get to actually go to Walt Disney World, we like to hang around and talk about it a little bit. Like, you know, when you went with your kids last time, we had a whole discussion on, you know, your trip, and we did it for your Disneyland trip as well. But now, folks, finally, 74 weeks into this show, it's my turn to talk about Walt Disney World. It's my turn to talk about what's been going on in my life when it comes to the parks. And I will preface it by saying I had not been to Walt Disney World since September of 2012. When I was there, the construction walls were still up in Fantasyland. And
that's crazy.
Yeah, the mine train was still just steel jutting out of the ground. So to say that I was blown back by how things have changed and how wonderful things are now is definitely an understatement. So we're going to hop right in to Kevin's Disney reactions for 2015. So this is going to be a little different than most, you know, reactions to things, Pete, because this isn't a trip. I do live here now. So, you know, my ability to go to the parks is different than most. Like, whereas on a trip, you would typically go into the parks and stay for like 12 hours. I am pretty much going in for like 3-4 hours at a time and leaving.
Yeah, that must be so weird.
It is a little weird. Because like the way I go to work, I take I-4 to work, and I actually pass by Disney on my way to and from.
Okay.
So, because I live in Davenport, which is beyond the Disney. Like, if you're going on I-4 westbound, you will pass Walt Disney World and you'll pass Celebration, and then that's where Davenport is. So the first day we got there, my brother and I drove down. My brother took the drive down with me. So we
was that drive, by the way?
It was actually not bad. We filled the time pretty well. We drove the first day until we got into South Carolina. We got far down into South Carolina. We got down into like Hardeeville, South Carolina, which is right before Georgia. And then we stayed the night there. And then the next day was only like 5 hours down, getting through Georgia and Florida until we got to Orlando. Pretty much got in. I put my boxes down in the new apartment. And then we went right to Epcot to meet up with my cousin, Skipper Crispy. And I immediately got my residence annual pass.
Okay.
Basically, the way it works for residents is actually it's very affordable. You throw $112 down, and then it's $37 a month.
All right. That doesn't sound bad.
Yeah, and so, but you have to show proof of residence, and I didn't have a driver's license yet. So what I did before I left was I changed my address with the bank, and I had them print me out a statement of deposit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it had the new address on it. It was dated within the last 2 months. So, you know, it was perfectly A-OK to go. I signed the paper. I got... But now here's the weird thing about the annual pass. It comes with a magic band, but they don't give you a magic band.
What do you mean?
You have to send away for it, and they mail it to you. And I was like, but you have like a million magic bands here. Like, there are whole stores here that are nothing but magic bands.
Right. It doesn't make any sense.
Why can't I just have a magic band? So they were like, no, you have to mail away for it. You have to mail away for it. And I'm not going to sit there and argue with guest relations. They have enough people that do that. So I went into the park a little bummed that I didn't have my magic band. I had Donald on my annual pass card. And so then I'm like, you know what? Forget it. I'm just going to go into the gift shop and buy a magic band.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there and I'm looking at like red and blue. And my cousin's like, really? Like you're going to buy a magic band and you're going red or blue? You're not going limited edition magic band? And I realized he was right. So I went over and I was looking. They have some Star Wars ones. They had X-Wing pilot Luke and Vader and stuff like that. They had a really cool Sorcerer Mickey one that I almost got. But then what I settled on was the Haunted Mansion wallpaper.
Yeah, I've seen that one. It's cool.
Yeah, it's really neat. I got that and then, you know, used the FastPass Plus kiosks for the first time. So we set a bunch of FastPasses. We did, we had to get the three. So we did like Nemo and Spaceship Earth and Test Track. We went on Nemo. We went on Spaceship Earth. We did a couple things. We walked around World Showcase. We ate at Beer Garden, which was great. I liked it.
Okay.
I didn't have the grapefruit beer. I actually didn't have any beer in Beer Garden, which was weird. But then just as we're about to go to Test Track, my brother wasn't feeling too well. We had to leave.
That's not true.
No, 100% didn't do Test Track.
That's not true. Are you being serious?
100% serious. The Test Track, keep in mind, my brother and I had been driving for 2 days straight at this point in time.
You explain to him Test Track's not really in a real car?
Yes, I did. But we've been driving for this long, and so we were both a little beat, but he was a little more beat than I was because I was on a Disney high. Our Test Track Fast Pass was like crazy late. It was like right before Illuminations. We packed up, we left, and we went back. So the next day, we go to Magic Kingdom. Did a bunch of stuff there, and ate at Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe. And let me tell you something. Sunny Eclipse was on that day, Pete.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, he was playing all the hits. He was, like, better than I've heard him sound in a very long time. He seemed enthused.
Did he play the classics, or yeah, did he go with, like, new stuff?
No, he went with the classics. I thought it was a bold move to just, like, stick with the classics that we've known for so long. But, yep, he played some Planetary Boogie. He played, you know, Bright Little Star.
When you see a band, like, you know, you really want them to play, like, the stuff you know.
Of course. Like, you know, you don't go see Skynyrd and you don't want Freebird.
Right.
I'm sure his new stuff's great, but I want Freebird. So, I got to say that Fixin's Bar over in Cosmic Rays now has gotten pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's been top notch for a long time.
Yeah. Like sauteed onions and mushrooms and stuff like that. Like it was top notch. They just give you so much food, though. Like it was like I was uncomfortably full by the time we left. I had to sit through Sonny's full set because.
What'd you go with, the burger?
I went with the bacon cheeseburger. Yeah. I went with the bacon cheeseburger and the fries.
What kind of bun was that on?
It actually, I think they're not doing the whole wheat buns anymore, or at least They're so toasted that I can't tell.
All right, well then, either way, you win.
Yeah, exactly. So they so then we, you know, we did MK for a little while. I got to walk through New Fantasyland finally. Haunted Mansion was great. The Hitchhiking Ghost switched my head with my brothers.
Hey, what did you think about Memento Mori?
I loved Memento Mori. Oh my gosh. And so now I get what you mean by the portrait that you got. Like, that must be terrifying.
Yeah, and I was actually really excited because they didn't have any of the frames when I went. And my friend Scott, his wife, just went down for business.
Okay.
So she picked me up four of the, because they make a frame for that portrait.
So you didn't get, like, one of, like, your whole family. It's, like, one for each family member?
No, yeah, you can't get a group one. It's individual.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Literally a portrait, like a headshot.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
Super cool. I mean,
they are. They also super. They had some really cool, like, statues in there, too, that were pretty affordable, like Hitchhiking Ghosts and the busts and things like that. Like,
yeah, I got that bust up.
I gotta say, I really like the new interactive queue for the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, we did Fast Pass the first day, but then we went back another day, and we went through the queue. So then the following day, I had my first day, or one of my first days at work, and I ended up meeting up with a friend over at the Polynesian. She, her and her husband were staying there. My friend Jane and you know, we met up there, and we went to Trader Sam's Grog Grotto.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. If you ever want to have your brain punched by a beverage, go to Trader Sam's Grog Grotto.
It's really strong?
That is putting it mildly. I got like the Krakatoa punch, and it came in the cool like souvenir glass. It kicked me like a mule. But,
oh, that's funny.
But no, like they got the Nautilus, like the big Nautilus drink, which was like crazy, crazy big. And they gave me a sip of it, and it made my drink look like apple juice.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I mean, this Nautilus is no joke, dude. It's massive, and it's $50.
So this is the place to go to drink, is what you're saying?
Pretty much, but there were kids in there, and I was a little weirded out by that. Like, I'm like, why would you bring kids?
Yeah, but they weren't drinking.
Well, no, I hope not. At a certain point in time, they kick all the kids out of Trader Sam's, and it becomes just adults. But the cool thing is, like for my drink, was like volcano themed. So when they brought out my drink, like the whole lounge like turned all red, and they had like volcano sound effects and stuff like that. When you order the clam pearl drink, it's like it comes out of a giant clam, and like the Nautilus, there was like a whole submarine effect. It was really, really neat.
That sounds very cool.
Yeah, like the whole thing is very well themed. I think the Polynesian looks fantastic as well. I saw the pool in all its new glory.
Oh, how's the pool look? That was all still like being worked on when I was there.
Yeah, it looks good. The volcano slide, it's a little shorter now. Like they took off part of the top, so it doesn't really look like a volcano anymore. It just kind of looks like rocks. But they, they added the whole splash and play area. They added some hot tubs. But now here's the biggie: it's gated now, and you need a magic band to enter.
That's how Beach Club is too.
Yep. So I've been doing the snack gauntlet. I did the Kakigori with the shaved ice the first day I was there. And then for my number two, I went with the Dole Whip. I went with the Dole Whip Swirl at the Polynesian. You can get Pineapple Lanai right there.
Right.
So we go over to Pineapple Lanai. I get my Dole Whip. I eat it. And then I realize I didn't take a picture with it. I also got it in like a souvenir like tiki bowl, which is really neat. But I realized I didn't take a picture. So I just kind of took a picture of Pineapple Lanai. And, even though we invented the snack gauntlet, I feel like the Mausers have kind of adopted it and made it their own.
Right.
Because I was told that I violated the rules by not taking a picture with the Dole Whip, and thus my Dole Whip did not count.
See, I totally get that.
Yeah, I get it. Because, I could have taken a picture of anything. So I could have taken a picture of Victoria and Albert's and been like, I just spent $500 on a steak. And, can't do that. So, I redid it, but we'll get there. I went to Animal... So I'm driving back home from work one day during the week, and I was like, I really need to use the restroom. And I'm like, where is there a clean restroom? And then I look down at my wrist, and I see my magic band. I'm like, Hollywood Studios has one. So I pulled into Hollywood Studios just to use the restroom. And as I'm there, I come out of the restroom, and I'm like, it'd be rude to not do Star Tours and Muppets while I'm here. So I went and I did Star Tours, and I finally got Naboo.
Oh, good. That's the 3D effect's awesome.
This was like the perfect Star Tours because you got Vader in the beginning, and then you got Hoth, which I love. And then you got Admiral Ackbar, and you got Naboo.
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
Yeah, it was a pretty solid Star Tours one. I was not the Rebel Spy at the record show, but, you know, and Muppets, I sat front row center right in front of the penguins. Sweetums walked right up to me. It was awesome. The Frozen Summer of Fun, though, is in full swing. Like, let me tell you something, all you Sorcerer Hat haters out there, I got news for you. That Frozen stage is just as big as the hat was, it seems. Like, you can't get your view of the Great Movie Ride down that Hollywood Boulevard anymore.
Right.
Because the Frozen stage completely blocks the theater. So, you know, neener, neener, neener to all of you people out there who didn't like the hat. So I conquered what many people believe to be one of my downfalls, and then I went to Animal Kingdom on Saturday.
Okay.
Now, first of all, you know we always say Animal Kingdom's like 10 degrees hotter than the rest of Florida?
Right.
On this day, it was about 30 degrees hotter than the rest of Florida. It was all right. Hot. But my buddy Chris Egan, who's in our Facebook discussion group, facebook.com/group/2menandthemouse, he's one of the drivers on Kilimanjaro Safari. So I went on there and he did such a phenomenal job. Like, he knew so, like, this is my buddy that I used to like be pro wrestler with, and like I've worked him in the ring and stuff like that. And I'm hearing him talk about like kapu, like copy and things like that. Like all these animals that like I had no idea about, and he could spot them so easily too. Like, he spotted this cheetah that like I had to look for like a good 2 minutes before I was able to see him. Saw the male lion, saw he mentioned that the pelicans were undergoing mating season, and then we got a demonstration.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. We saw a hippo walking across the bottom of the water. It was really cool. So yeah, we did that, and then I went to Flame Tree Barbecue.
What'd you get?
I got the half chicken and ribs combo, like you told me.
Yeah, it's the one to get.
Yep, I had the half chicken and ribs, and then to combat the whole no lids on drinks thing, I ended up buying a souvenir mug. It actually kind of looks like a rapid refillable mug, but it's Animal Kingdom themed.
Okay.
So it's like Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and Goofy in front of Animal Kingdom in safari gear.
Now, how does that work?
It was like $4.95, and you just got the soft drink in the mug.
Okay.
I needed a new coffee mug anyway, so I figured why not. So after Animal Kingdom, Chris and I was basically a toddler this day, because I went to Animal Kingdom in the morning, I came home, took a nap, and then went out to Magic Kingdom with him. And he pointed out so many things that I never saw. Like, he showed me where you could find Jack and Sally in the Haunted Mansion.
Okay.
Now, here's an interesting bit of trivia that I never knew before. Do you know that online there's a $100,000 bounty for Madame Leota's head?
I've never heard that.
No, it's. I've looked into it since then. It's legit. There's a $100,000 bounty out there for Madame Leota's head. So much so that Disney has actually built like a safety system around Madame Leota. If you were to climb out of your Doom buggy and touch the floor, like by where the ride goes, the sensors in the floor will hit, and Madame Leota's head will quickly rise up into the ceiling.
Is that true?
It's 110% true. And also, if you want to try to get to Madame Leota's table, there's a 15-foot drop between the ride and the table.
Well, that just seems dangerous.
Yeah, well, supposedly somebody tried to get to Madame Leota's head and fell down, and nobody knew, and he laid down there the entire day with a broken leg.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, screaming, like, help, help, and everyone just thought it was an effect in the Haunted Mansion. That's what you get for trying to steal Madame Leota's head.
That's insane. Who put this bounty out for this?
I don't know, but, you know, it must be some evil genius out there. Probably Universal Studios. But, yeah, like, there were so many really neat things that, you know, I never knew before while watching The Haunted Mansion. And we did Small World, things like that. And then I actually got to watch Wishes from New Fantasyland. You've done that, right?
Yeah.
It's awesome because there's fireworks exploding on either side of you.
Yeah, it's all over now.
Oh, so we did Voyage of the Little Mermaid, and do you know how advanced that animatronic scuttle is in the queue line? Have you ever noticed?
It's pretty solid.
No, but do you know what it does?
What's it do?
It can sense how many people are in line. because there was nobody there. We were just walking through the queue, and Scuttle turns to us and goes, "Wow, you guys are getting a lot accomplished today, huh?"
That's pretty neat.
It also can tell the weather outside, because they actually, it wasn't raining, but they had started wetting everything down with the sprinkler system before Wishes, like they do. They wet down all the rides in New Fantasyland.
Right.
And so it sensed the water hitting the ride, and he goes, "Well, it's really coming down out there, eh? Good thing you're inside."
Oh, he's Canadian?
I don't know. That wasn't really my Canadian voice, but I thought it was so cool. Like how advanced that was. And then we did the Carousel of Progress in the TTA. I called it a night. But not before I stopped into Casey's Corner and had me a barbecue slaw dog.
Oh, that sounds good.
Have you ever had it?
No.
Picture a foot-long hot dog topped with pulled pork, barbecue sauce, and coleslaw.
Wow, that does sound good.
It was a revelation. Good Lord. And then, so as an annual pass holder, you can make fast passes like several days in the month. So earlier in the week, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go Sunday by myself and just bang out a couple hard to get fast passes and just make them in advance. So I got Splash. I got Peter Pan, and I got Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. So the first thing I do when I get there is I motor it over to Splash. And now I'm about 10 minutes late for my fast pass here for Splash Pete. So I'm like, they're never going to let me on. But I scanned my magic band, and it came out green.
Okay.
I think, not confirmed, but I have a suspicion that there is some kind of grace period.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, maybe they give you a little bit of leeway.
I'm pretty sure they do. So then I went on Peter Pan, walked right on. There was a 70-minute wait. And as I'm going through Peter Pan's flight, I'm marveling at how beautiful it is. But at the same time, I'm like, who waits for 70 minutes for this?
I say that every time.
I don't get it. Like, I don't get, like, why that and not, like, Small World. Did PhilharMagic, did a couple other things around Fantasyland. Then I went to Gaston's Tavern. Oh, the night before, I ended up having LeFou's Brew, which I have the souvenir mug right here that I'm actually drinking beer out of right now.
Right.
At LeFou's, have you ever had LeFou's Brew?
No, what is it?
It's fantastic. You have to have it. Your kids would go nuts for it. It's frozen apple juice mixed in with like a toasted marshmallow flavor.
Huh.
You wouldn't think it would be good, like apples and marshmallows, but it's amazing. And they put this like whipped cream foam on the top of it. It's basically their answer to the butterbeer.
I was just going to say that.
It's basically their answer to the butterbeer, and I got to say it's a little bit better than the butterbeer. I really, really enjoyed it. But for the snack gauntlet, I did a substitution. I subbed out the turkey leg for Gaston's barbecue pork shank.
Now, does that count?
It does. We said that in the beginning, that you could sub that out. So I posted a video of it. It was really good. I really enjoyed it. It's very greasy, though. Like, whereas the turkey leg's very dry, this was just very greasy. And then I subbed out, since people didn't like my Dole Whip submission, I subbed out the Dole Whip for a citrus swirl. And I'm going to say something a little unpopular here. I think I like the citrus swirl better.
Yeah, I mean, my opinion on citrus swirl is that it's really just a creamsicle.
I mean, yeah, and I love creamsicles, but like, I just love the orange slush. It was something, and this.
I do too.
This is going to sound like a weird thing to complain about. They give you too much sometimes, I think, with the Dole Whip. Like, if you're not sharing with someone, it's a chore to get through the whole thing.
I get that.
They give you that little tiny cup, but they fill it up to like five times the height of the cup. So and you're in the Florida sun in the middle of July. You got to eat this thing, and you got to eat it fast. I got brain freeze like five times trying to get through that citrus swirl.
Yeah, I waited online for like half an hour for that Dole Whip and ate it in like 30 seconds.
Yeah. You have to, otherwise it's going to be, Dole mush. Well, didn't your kids devour the Dole Whip last time?
Yeah, they really killed it.
Yeah. That was their first Dole Whip, right?
Yep.
That's a beautiful thing.
They were not happy that we waited online, by the way.
Oh, really? But then they had the Dole Whip, they were like, oh, I get it now.
Well, I tried to get them their own. Okay. And they were like, we don't want it. And I'm like, okay.
We
and
don't want to wait in line for this thing.
Right. And then when I got it, they were like, oh, we totally wanted this.
So yeah,
I'm like,
oh. Of course. Of course they did. So then I have a Seven Dwarfs Mine Train at, it was like 3:10. So it's like 3:09. I'm counting down the minutes, the seconds. It hits 3:10. I walk up. a Disney manager comes up. He's like, folks, the attraction is closed. There's lightning in the area. We're unable to operate right now. And I'm like, no. So I went on, I decided I went on Winnie the Pooh. It's like a 25 minute wait. By the way, I realized I can wait a grand total of 30 minutes for an attraction before I get antsy.
All right. Yeah, it's an average, like, normal wait time.
I can do 20 to 30 minutes easily because there's enough to do usually in the queue line where I can handle it. Anything more than 30 minutes or 35 minutes, I start to lose it.
Now, who are you with here? Are you, like, by yourself?
Yeah, I'm alone.
Now, be honest with me. Weird?
No. I thought it would be, but it's not. Like, I can have plenty of fun. I can talk to people online. You know, I can, you know, make new friends. By the way, any Mousers that are going to be in Walt Disney World, drop me a line because
Kevin needs friends.
Because I do desperately need friends down there because I am doing too many things by myself. But anyway, and you could drop me that line on facebook.com/group/ 2 Men and the Mouse.
But are you free for a breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Yes, because I usually am. But anyway, I digress. Then I ended up going on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, and it might be my new favorite thing in Walt Disney World.
Yeah, it is great. I mean,
like,
super short.
You know, after Haunted Mansion. Oh, it's super short, but it's like, it's so much fun. Like, I love how fast it goes, and it goes in the dark ride. Those animatronics are can't miss.
The animatronics are awesome.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. And I think it's like, I love it because I didn't wait for it, but I could not wait 90 minutes for it.
Listen, this is the ride, much like Toy Story Mania. You're never doing the standby line.
No, never. And I don't understand. I mean, I understand the people that do. They have kids and they didn't get a fast pass and they have to do it.
I mean, we saw that ride. That it was when we walked by, it was an hour, it was 130 minutes.
Right.
I don't even think that ride is 130 seconds long.
Probably not. I mean, you know, we were saying before we went on the air that like the attraction seems to be designed for fast pass.
Right.
Easily designed for fast pass because, you know, you get that fast pass, you get right on that ride.
Yeah, it's not like Soarin' where like your fast pass line like morphs into another line.
Right.
That ride like bangs out the fast pass line.
Totally. So yeah, I was very pleasantly surprised with it. I really enjoyed it. I also tripped and fell in the middle of Fantasyland.
All right, why don't you go into that a little bit?
Okay, well, somebody poured some water or something on the ground, and as I was walking in my Mickey Crocs, which, you know, say what you will about the fashion statement that they make, but they are comfortable, my legs came out from underneath me, I slipped, and I banged my knee and, like, my side into the ground.
Now, this has got to be another disadvantage of being there by yourself. Nobody was there to be like, oh my gosh, are you okay?
No, and you know what? I fully expected, because we're in Disney World and everybody's really nice there usually, at least somebody was going to be like, hey man, are you okay? Nobody.
Nobody cared.
They just looked at me.
Did you explain? I just fell down.
I was going to, and then I was just a little embarrassed, so I had to get out of there. You know, you live, you learn.
Someone could have got you like a balloon or something to make you feel better.
I think that like it would have been, you know, proper.
Right.
At least a balloon, if not a soft serve vanilla cone. Oh, by the way, speaking of soft serve cones, I did. I went to Downtown Disney one day.
Okay.
To see Ant-Man. Have you ever seen a movie in that Downtown Disney theater?
I'm never going to the movies while I'm in Disney World.
I know, but that theater is ridiculously awesome. Oh my goodness, that theater is amazing.
It can't be as amazing as the theater I saw Ant-Man in.
Oh, you went into New York City, right?
Yeah, we saw it at Lincoln Center on the big IMAX. Same. Dude, that IMAX screen is like 4 stories tall.
Yeah, I didn't do IMAX for it. I went with my cousin and his girlfriend and you know, Skipper, good old Skipper Crispy. And we had a great time. And it was, but Downtown Disney, dude, was so packed. And now, I've developed a few Disney pet peeves since I've been down here. I've developed like 3 new ones.
Like slippery ground.
Well, besides slippery ground, I thought that went without saying. But one is like, okay, I get it. The Haunted Mansion's iconic. But if you are in the stretching room and you are reciting the lines along with the ghost host, I deserve the right to push you down.
Oh, I thought you were talking about yourself.
No. Other people are doing this. Like they're in there.
Okay.
They're literally in there, and on the top of their lungs, they're going, "Welcome, foolish mortals, to the haunted mansion." I'm like, I want to hear the ghost host say it, not you.
Yeah, you know what? We actually had, when we were in Disneyland, we had some super annoying people in the in the stretching room that were kind of almost bothering my daughter. But there's nothing you can do. I mean, you're there with other patrons. They paid to get in as well, you know?
I know. It's just rude. Now, the other thing I don't like, on Splash Mountain, we were riding, and I'm, like, in the back row. There's people in front of me. And this guy's got, like, a GoPro mounted on his wrist.
Right.
It's facing him. So it's getting me. He's filming me.
So you are in his video.
So, yeah, and so now I'm trying to, like, just keep my face, like, blank because I don't want to do anything to where I would be, like, the guy who made the funny face in their video, like, for the rest of my life. So, like, now instead of enjoying the attraction, I'm now worried about how I look on this guy's GoPro.
That is the funniest thing ever.
And I'm seriously stressing out about it. then I'm on Winnie the Pooh, and I got a guy in front of me who's FaceTiming with somebody while he's on Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, was it interesting, though?
No. Again, I'm like, this person can see me.
Wait, but I mean, like, FaceTiming, like, oh my god, I'm on the ride? Or is he, like, having, like, a normal conversation?
No, like, experience this ride with us while I hold up my glowing phone in the middle of this dark ride.
Oh, that would so bother me.
Oh, it bothered me to no end. Still held the gate open for him when we got out of the attraction, though.
Why didn't you jump in the conversation?
It was in Spanish.
Oh.
So Brazilian tour groups are a thing now, huh?
They've been a thing for about 15 years.
I've never noticed them before now.
Oh, no. It's always been a thing.
And they are, I think it's because in July, because that's like their winter, they are everywhere in July. Everywhere. Downtown was the worst place for it because they were all there. Because they were all going to like the little clubs and stuff like that.
Right.
Oh, man, but dude, I see those flags and I run the other direction.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's been rude or anything or pushy or anything like that. Everybody that I've met in Disney so far has been very kind. It's just, you know, little things that bug me.
Right. No one's been rude yet.
Exactly. I'm sure it'll happen. I mean, I live here. Yeah,
next time somebody's going to trip you in Fantasyland.
Yes, exactly. Someone's going to pour molasses down as I'm walking and... I'll slip into a whole big thing of tar and then into a chicken coop and come out the other side.
See, that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Character pictures. Okay. I've gotten some while I've been down here.
Okay.
Found Mary Poppins just standing by herself. Not in her usual spot in the England pavilion, the UK pavilion. I mean, so I see Mary Poppins back by where like the British Revolution plays on that stage.
Right.
And I'm assuming because it was like surface of the sun hot that day, they wanted to put her in something a little more shady. So there she was. And so I just jumped in and got Mary Poppins right away. I have a Disney Visa card. So I was able to get into the Disney Visa card thing in Epcot, the character spot there. Mickey and Goofy together.
Okay.
Awesome. And it's always different. And I think it's always Mickey and somebody else. But, you know, I've always said, if anyone ever gets Mickey and Donald there, please let me know, because I'll motor right over to Epcot, because I want classic Donald. I went into the circus tent in Storybook Circus. I got Donald, and I got Goofy, and I got Safari, Mickey, and Minnie. So
I like that little area.
Yeah, I do, too. I do, too. It poured rain while I was in Animal Kingdom, though, but that's a story for another day. All right, so do you have anything you want to ask me about what I did down there? Or?
Hey, dude, it sounds like you've gotten a lot done already.
I have. I've been maximizing. Yeah, that's what we always talk about on the show.
So you still haven't gone on Test Track?
Still haven't gone on Test Track, no.
That's crazy.
I know. I still haven't gone on Tower of Terror either. So, you know, we'll see. We'll get to it eventually. I mean, I live here, so eventually it has to happen.
Did your brother have a good time?
Yeah, he had a good time. My brother loves beer, so my brother went nuts in World Showcase.
All right.
So, we went in the Mitsukoshi department store, and I found something I must have.
What is it?
It's an umbrella in the shape of a katana.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I want it. I want it like it's made of gold.
Is it made of gold?
No, but I want it like it's
made. How much
of
gold. Is it?
It was like $35 or something like that.
Yeah, it's not crazy. Is it functional? Can you use it?
Yeah, you can use it. I mean, I would hope you can use it. be a little upset if it like didn't work.
Well, I mean, you know, is it more decorative or?
No, I think it's just a like a cool umbrella. By the way, poured in Animal Kingdom. No, I didn't rock the poncho. Everybody was breaking out their ponchos. I was like mortals. So, I stuck true to my guns.
Right. And then they were like, hey, they should build a shark exhibit here. And you're like, no!
No, but I will say what's really funny in my new apartment. You know, until my wife comes down, I'm staying with my father's best friend from high school. And, you know, we get along great. And he works for Disney, and it's wonderful. But I walked in. He wasn't home when I got here. So I got, like, he left me a key, and I got in. First thing I see when I walk in, it's just a massive, like, picture on the wall, like, right in the hallway. Of sharks from Jimmy Buffett. So I'm like, I live here.
You have to take a picture of that and send it to me.
I actually did take a picture of it to send it to you, and then I forgot to send it to you.
I have to see it.
Yeah. No, it's pretty terrifying. It's like sharks in like Hawaiian shirts with like sunglasses on, and I'm like, no, now they're dressing like us to try to blend in.
Everything is great about moving to Orlando except the night terrors.
Yes. Exactly. I can, but like from where I live now, I can hear Illuminations and Wishes.
The music?
I can hear the fireworks.
Oh.
I can see them if I go to the front of our complex.
So, that's super cool.
Like it's that close. I mean, you know, a lot of things like getting used to pumping my own gas is weird, but I like Publix. That's the supermarket down here.
Right.
Pretty neat. You know, everything else is pretty much the same. I went to Celebration the other night. My aunt and uncle were in town. They wanted to go to this Cuban restaurant called Columbia in Celebration. And
okay.
It was really good. Like, really, really good. Actually, I have leftovers that I'm going to eat after the show. Woohoo!
Did your uncle buy you a steak?
No. This was not the same uncle, and it was not the same, kind of story.
Okay.
I see you working, though. All right, you ready to get out of here for this week? Anything else?
Yeah.
All right. That's going to do for Two Men and the Mouse this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. This was really fun. I appreciate you guys giving me the opportunity to talk about, you know, everything that's going on down here. And just, you know, it's a very exciting time in my life, and I'm glad I can share it all with you guys. And please let me know if you're going to be down here, because I'd love to meet all you guys. So, folks, please give our social media pages some love. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/twomenandthemouse. We're on Twitter at twomenandthemouse, Instagram at White Dragon Podcast Network. And you can also join in the Disney conversation with us and all of our great friends on Facebook in our discussion group, facebook.com/groups/twomenandthemouse. If you want your questions answered on a future episode of the show, please send an email to questions@twomenandthemouse.com. And if you like the show, please do us the honor of sharing it with your friends, share it with your family, tweet it out, talk it up, like it and share it on Facebook. Give us a rating and review in iTunes. Every little bit helps us tremendously. It's only through your kind words that this show will continue to grow and prosper. If you love our good friend Peter Mandel here in his great comic book store, Rogue Comics in Cranford, New Jersey, check him out at 105 North Union Avenue, Cranford, New Jersey, 07016. And for Hunter Hathaway, you can follow her on Twitter at BitOfPixieDust. And if you are planning a trip to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Adventures by Disney, or Disney Aldewani Resort out in Hawaii, please give our good friend and sponsor Dave Weichert of Magical Travel a call. You can find Dave on Facebook as Magical Travel Dave, or look him or email him dave@magicaltravel.com. And for me, please just check out WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com. Now that I'm down here and settled, we are back up. We are back running. We are putting out new content every single week. Also, please check out Mouselanious on Monday mornings here on WDPN. And, of course, Storybook Radio on Wednesdays. All Disney shows. And we have a couple, actually, new Disney shows coming down the pipeline that actually should be rounding it out. So we'll have a Disney show for every weekday, which will be pretty great. Folks, thank you so much for joining us again this and every week. Pete, any closing words?
No, I thought this was fairly seamless.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, you know, it works doing it remotely.
It's like you're here with me.
I know. I was never worried about it. All right, please, folks, keep the magic alive every day of your lives, and we will see you next week on Two Men and the Mouse.
So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors until the monorail stops completely and the doors open. If this concludes your visit, we hope you've had a wonderful time and will return home safely. Thank you for traveling with us.
This has been a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network. For information on this, as well as our other great podcasts, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network, email us at WDPodcastNetwork@gmail.com, and follow us on Twitter at White Dragon PN.